Good morning from the Summit Responsible Solutions Studios. Welcome to Better Lawns and Gardens. I'm your host and garden expert, Teresa Watkins, and it is a cool morning this morning. We're going to be talking about that in just a minute, but good morning, Lizzie. How are you?
I am doing good. How are you?
I am great. How was your week?
It was really good, and it was very productive. I started doing my little seed pods where I was planting them in the little seed potters. Yes, and then took one of the grand brats, and we picked out some seeds. And, of course, he picked out everything, watermelon. I'm like, really? You know it's not candy, right?
Well, there is watermelon candy.
But yes.
I could see how he would be confused. Well, the cold front that we had come through last night didn't bring us a lot of rain. It's colder in North Florida, Central Florida. We're down in the 40s and 50s, and we received a little scatter of rain, but not enough to even get into my rain gauge. So it's normal for this time of the year. February is our dry time of the year. Winter is our dry time of the year. And so, but we're really experiencing a little bit more than dryness. And I'm not going to call it a drought, but we do have areas that we haven't had enough rainfall since December. So since December, Daytona Beach, Leesburg, Orlando, and Sanford, you're down in rainfall about 3.5 inches. And Melbourne, you're down an inch, 1.89 inches. And so this doesn't mean you need to water more, okay, because it's not imperative that you fertilize just yet, because fertilizer increases the need for water. But if you have an established landscape, just watering once a week with your irrigation system is plenty. There's no need to go out there and hand water or water your plants even more. So this is normal. We're going to catch up with it during the rainy season and the hurricane season. But right now, we could use a little bit more rain. I want to give a big thank you to Dr. Gary Bachman for dropping by the studios while he was here in Florida giving talks.
That was so cool.
I always love having him and Katie here. They're always so much fun. If you'd like to follow Gary's videos and his adventures at the Urban Nano Farm, you can go to his Facebook page, which is called Heritage Cottage Urban Nano Farm, or just put in Gary Bachman up there and you will see it. Gary grows. And so,
yeah, I took his rose and put it in a little bit bigger pot, but I was so scared because I don't want to lose this.
I'm it's not. No, the Patty Martin. And yes. So, or Peggy Martin.
Peggy Martin.
And so that's the hurricane rose that survived Hurricane Katrina. So we have to see, we have to give reports to Gary how they do.
Yes.
So we want to let everyone know in Lakeland and in Polk County at the Peterson's Nursery and Garden Center on 2184 East County Road, 540A in Lakeland. Peterson's Nursery is having their big Roses Day today, and it starts at 8 a.m. They have, Lizzie, over 145 different varieties of roses.
I may have to take a trip down there because usually like April is whenever I replace all my roses because that's just a tradition for Mother's Day for when my mom was alive. She has a rose garden, so we would replace all of her roses for her. So we kind of kept that tradition up. So I might have to go down there and check that out.
They are going to have that big sale and they're going to have door prizes at 2 p.m. It's a great opportunity, good time of the year to plant roses in your garden now. Also in DeLand, 331 West Michigan Street is one of Better Lawns and Gardens sponsors, Quality Green Specialist, Dana Venrick's Nursery. This is the best time of the year again to plant all kinds of trees. And Quality Green Specialist has it. Fruit trees, 5 varieties of fruiting olives, 20 varieties of citrus, peaches, nectarines, avocados, persimmons, pomegranates, carambola, loquats, and Dunstan chestnuts. Dragon fruit and strawberry guavas. So all different kinds of fruit trees and native trees. So if you'd like to head out there, just tell Dana, thank you for sponsoring Better Lawns and Gardens. And we really love our nurseries that follow us and give you the best kind of plants to grow. And so that is Quality Green Specialist in DeLand. Also next Saturday, February 25th, I'm looking forward to speaking in Jacksonville at the Day of Gardening. Sponsored by the University of Florida's Extension, Duval County. And I think you can still get tickets. You may not be able to, but you can put your name on the list for going. And there's going to be all kinds of great talks going on. Dirt therapy. Think about that. Dirt therapy. I love that. And companion planting is going to be presented by Tanya Ashworth. And growing bananas and sugarcane in North Florida. Tired of turf. They're going to have an article. They're going to have a program on that. Vegetable gardening legends, how to prune young trees, using non-native plants along with natives to attract more butterfly species. That's a great one. And then I'm going to be doing a talk on how to pump up the color in your landscape. So that's a great time to talk about that. You know, you want to have a lot of color in your garden. So last month at the Tropical Plant Industry Expo, sponsored by the Florida Nurserymen's Growers Landscapers Association, had the European trends analyst Christine Borland to give her predictions of the coming trends. Ikigai is a Japanese concept that combines the terms iki, meaning alive or life, and gai, meaning benefit or worth. And it's about the reason for getting up in the morning, the reason for life. I would say that for me, besides my beautiful grandchildren, gardening and landscaping is my passion. So what is your ikigai? You can text me at 23680 and let me know. Coming up in the next segment, if you're interested in growing citrus and want to know all the juice about what's going on with citrus, we have Dr. Michael Rogers coming up with some great news. What a show today we have for you. From the Summit Responsible Solutions Studios, I'm Teresa Watkins. If it's Saturday morning, you're listening to Better Lawns and Gardens, and this is Florida's Talk and Entertainment Network.
LifeCare provides valuable whole life insurance to cover final expenses such as medical bills, burial costs, and unpaid debt. A final expense insurance policy is fast, easy, affordable life insurance that's available to anyone between the ages of 50 and 80. No medical exams, no lengthy questionnaires, and no waiting period. The application process is quick and easy. You can even apply without having to undergo a medical examination. Just answer a few questions and we'll do the rest. With the average funeral cost skyrocketing to $11,000 and Social Security only paying $255, you need simple, affordable peace of mind for you and your whole family. Don't leave behind unpaid expenses, expenses that, if left unattended, will burden your family tremendously. Benefits include a guaranteed premium that will never increase, a guaranteed cash value, and a guaranteed death benefit that can never decrease. To find out how you can get final expense insurance with a guaranteed lifetime rate lock, call LifeCare at 800-914-0465. That's 800-914-0465. 800-914-0465. Sponsored by EverQuote.
When was the last time you had a truly awesome nursery experience? A nursery and garden center with a huge selection and friendly expert advice. We're talking about Quality Green Specialists in DeLand. At Quality Green, we have your favorite plants, fruit trees, flowers, vegetables, and herbs. Plus, with our 8011 fertilizer, organic azomite, and composted soil, your garden will look its very best. Great plants, sustainable products, friendly expert advice. 335 West Michigan Avenue, DeLand, and online at qualitygreenspecialist.com.
David was in big trouble with the IRS.
At first, I didn't owe that much, but after this year, it was out of control.
Then David called Get a Tax Lawyer.
Right away, they were like, oh yeah, looks like you're qualified to save.
Get a Tax Lawyer went to work.
Should have called way sooner.
Get a Tax Lawyer has helped thousands like David fight the IRS and get a fresh start.
Call 800-786-9014. That's 800-786-9014.
Why? Just think about it. Why is the number one selling brand of chainsaws not sold at Lowe's or the Home Depot? We can give you over 10,000 reasons. That's how many authorized local steel dealers you can find across the country. Visit one and you'll find a range of dependable gas and battery-powered tools, from trimmers to blowers. And you'll find service from experienced professionals. Real steel. Find yours at steelusa.com. Lowe's and Home Depot are trademarks of their respective companies.
Florida law requires you to remain at the scene of a crash and to call for help. Leaving the scene is a felony offense that includes losing your license and possible jail time. After a crash, stay at the scene, call for assistance, and wait for first responders to arrive. If you have information on a hit-and-run crash, report it by calling STAR FHP or anonymously to Crime Stoppers at STAR 8477. A message from the Florida Department of Highway Safety and Motor Vehicles.
By now, you know exactly what a medical alert device is. So let's talk about what we offer. One of the best prices for medical alert devices in the country. If you're on a fixed income, call our special medical alert hotline right now. You'll qualify for free equipment and our best price starting at $1 a day. That's it. You could have your loved one or yourself protected by the largest medical emergency response network in the country. If you need a medical alert system for your mom, your dad, you, or another loved one, call right now and start 24/7 protection for about $1 a day. With no setup fees, equipment charges, or long-term contracts. You've seen the rest. Now call Stay Safe now for our best price. 800-876-5235. 800-876-5235. 800-876-5235. That's 800-876-5235.
Welcome back to Better Lawns and Gardens. I'm Teresa Watkins. Thank you for listening this morning. We so enjoy having you in the audience there. I love gardening and landscaping, and we're so blessed to live in a state where we can produce most of our food year-round from the ground. Dr. Michael Rogers is joining us right now to provide the news I have been waiting for years to hear. Dr. Rogers is the Center Director and Professor of Entomology at the University of Florida Institute of Food and Agricultural Sciences, and the statewide coordinator at the Citrus Research and Education Center in Lake Alfred. Good morning, Dr. Rogers. Thank you for joining us on Better Lawns and Gardens.
Thank you, Teresa. Thanks for joining and let me join in on the podcast today.
Oh, we're so pleased you're here. So, Dr. Rogers, I've lived in Florida off and on my whole life. I remember the 60s and driving from Tallahassee to Miami on Highway 27, where in the springtime you could see and smell citrus groves for hundreds of miles. And I lived in Lake Alfred in the 1960s in a brand new home right across from Lake Alfred Elementary School. So I've been very sad to see the decimation of citrus groves from the freezes in the 80s, citrus canker in the 90s, and now citrus greening over the last 17 years. As a landscape designer, there's not a week that goes by that I don't have a client asking, can I plant a citrus trees? So Dr. Rogers, what's the good news?
Well, the good news is, if we back up, and everybody knows that since probably about 2005, we've had a disease that came into citrus, citrus greening, that's just decimated groves throughout the state of Florida. And since that time, we've really told homeowners, if you plant a tree, it's probably going to die. But based on the past 15 years of research we've been involved in, we now have recommendations for homeowners on how you can successfully plant and grow and harvest fruit once again in your backyard. It's going to take some work, but it is now doable.
That is excellent news, and I know that this is going to be so, so appreciated over the state of Florida. So in 2020, Dr. Rogers, through your research and genome sequences, you found citrus varieties that are more resistant to citrus greening?
Yes, we have a number of breeders at the citrus station in Lake Alfred who for decades have been working on developing new varieties. And some of these that they've developed are much more tolerant to this disease than some of the old conventional varieties we used to grow, like Mandarin or some of the Hamlins and Valencia varieties.
And so
for example, yeah,
go
for
ahead.
Example, yeah, we've got one that just was released not too long ago called Sugar Bell, and this is a Mandarin variety that tolerates this disease very well. It can grow and produce great, beautiful fruit that's good to peel and easy to eat at the home. And so that's one of the examples of one of the new varieties that we're now recommending people to grow in the dooryard.
So what are some of the guidelines to keep these citrus healthy?
Well, the main thing to think about is you just can't plant citrus and forget about it like you used to. I mean, we really used to could abuse citrus and just kind of put it out there and it would do really well. But now you need to think about constantly caring for those trees, spoon feeding them nutrients like the fertilizers and water to give them what they need so they can fight off the disease and stay healthy. So it's really a lot more labor intensive, but it's totally doable.
Okay, so you mentioned sweet oranges, the mandarins, lemons, and limes, and the sugar bell. And then what is the OLL4 and the OLL8?
Okay, so the OLL series of new varieties that's come out of UF, the OLL stands for Ori Lee Late. And Ori Lee was a citrus grower who worked with our breeders. And they identified some late season juice oranges that seem to survive this disease very well. And so those are two that we've released that came out of the breeding program, the OLL4 and the OLL8. And again, those are sweet oranges that you would grow to use for juice. And they tolerate the disease very well.
Okay. So can homeowners find these specific citrus varieties in nurseries and garden centers right now?
Depending on where they go. A lot of the big box stores probably don't carry these right now. We're hoping that changes. But there are nurseries throughout the state of Florida who are growing these new varieties, both Sugar Bell and the OLL series, as well as other varieties. And a lot of these other nurseries will sell directly to homeowners. And so there is a list on our website where people can go find out who's selling what, and then order directly from those nurseries.
Oh, that's great news. So I have clients that have lemon trees that have been in their landscape, 15 years or so, and they're still producing fruit that tastes good. So they do have citrus greening, though. So can they buy the resistant varieties and plant them in the yard, too, at the same time as having the greening in their other citrus trees?
Yes. And one thing that we're telling folks is, they're not going to prevent the trees from getting the disease or the bacteria that causes the disease. It's going to happen. But so if you have a tree that's still producing great fruit, like lemons are very tolerant of this disease, you don't need to take those out. The only time you take them out is if they stop producing good fruit. But we know the trees are going to get the disease. It's just how you care for them now to keep them from becoming unproductive.
Okay, so when we're diagnosing the disease, there are certain things that you can see in the leaves that kind of say, yes, you have citrus greening, which is kind of the symmetry of the yellowing rather than a nutrient deficiency. So is there anything that that homeowners can look at? Do they have to do anything special when they see how are they going to be able to detect a nutrient deficiency versus the citrus greening?
It's really difficult. Even the scientists, we have a hard time sometimes distinguishing between the disease symptoms and a nutrient deficiency. You can always work with your extension agents or local master gardeners to take leaf samples and have an expert give advice on, hey, do you have the disease or not? But I think regardless of whether the trees are infected, you just need to stay on a good program of fertilization and watering, low dose. We're talking low doses, but more frequently of both nutrients and water. And the fertilizers that we're recommending people use now, we're talking more about like slow release fertilizers that slowly over time are releasing small amounts of nutrients so that the trees are always getting fed. They're always getting able to take up nutrients as they need them to fight and overcome the symptoms of the disease.
Wow, that's great news. So what are some of the tools that you has developed for homeowner education?
Well, I think the place for folks to start is a website that we've just created. It's homecitrus.ifas.ufl.edu. And that's a place to get started. We've got all the information, everything from selecting the right tree, how to plant it, and then how to care for it in terms of fertilization, watering, things like that. So we have all that information there's on our website, along with like frequently asked questions. There's some training videos, some documents you can print off there at home to follow. And so all that information is on the website. We're also working with master gardeners around the state, and they'll be doing a lot of clinics and providing help to homeowners throughout the state as well. So we've trained the master gardeners on what the recommendations are and how to help folks keep those trees going.
Oh, this, I'm so excited. You don't know how excited I am. So I heard there's also going to be a UF homeowner newsletter going out.
Yes. And that's going to start probably the end of March, maybe early April will be our kickoff newsletter. And people, if you want to sign up for the newsletter, go to our website, scroll all the way down to the bottom, and there's a link where you can click on that to sign up for the newsletter. And we'll make sure that folks have access to the latest information, events that are taking place around the state, where to get trees, topics that we've got that are timely, you know, given that time of year, what you should be thinking about doing with your trees. And again, we also, any questions folks have, they can pose to us through the website, and we'll try to get those answered and put out to help people, you know, answer those questions they have and be able to grow citrus again in the dooryard.
Wonderful. So if you could, Dr. Rogers, please go over the citrus varieties that you are now recommending for growing by the homeowner.
Okay, so if you want a mandarin variety, mandarin, something like a nice, easy peeling tangerine type variety, sugar bell is our top recommendation there. That's a UF bred variety. For sweet oranges, it's OLL4 and OLL8, and those are available through a lot of the nurseries that are listed on our website. And again, things like lemons and even some of the limes, those are pretty tolerant of HLB. And so, you know, the standard lemon and limes that are out there can be grown. Again, you just have to take better care of them than we have in the past. So, but the thing is, as in the coming years, we're going to have even more varieties that we're releasing from IFAS. We have some new lemon varieties and new lime varieties that have been bred for even more tolerance to this disease, and a lot more of our mandarin easy peel varieties that'll be coming out. And we'll make sure that's announced in the newsletters that go out, you know, on a quarterly basis as well.
That's wonderful. So if you'd give the website again, that would be great.
Okay. Home Citrus, that's one word, homecitrus.ifas, which is ifas.ufl.edu.
Excellent. And they can go on that, and there'll be all the videos on there, the links to the newsletter, and they can sign up for that. That's going to be excellent. Thank you so much, Dr. Rogers. I really appreciate your researchers and all the effort you put into this, because we have been struggling, and, you know, it's just so sad to see. And to come up with this news, I mean, is just incredible. Thank you so much. There we go. All right, great. Thank you so much. That's Dr. Michael Rogers, and he is the statewide coordinator for citrus research and development in the Lake Alfred Research Center area there, their extension office there. So, Lizzie, is that not great news?
Oh, I'm excited about that. Holy cow.
Yeah.
Anything to do with citrus, let's get it on.
It is. This is an award-worthy kind of research that you want to see, and that is going to keep Florida citrus agriculture going on for the next generation. So I am just very excited about that. So I'm going to be posting all the links to all of the University of Florida homeowner information for growing citrus on our Better Lawns and Gardens Facebook page this afternoon after the show. And then you can go there and sign up for it. So if you'd like to give us a call, we're going to be taking calls after the break, 1-888-455-2967. Or you can text at 23680, and we will be taking your calls. If you would like to tell us a little bit about what you think about having that new citrus program, you know, we'd love to hear that too as well. Let's take a break right now. It's a perfect time to call Lizzie at 1-888-455-2967, or you can text me at 23680. I'm Teresa Watkins from the Summit Responsible Solutions Studios. If it's Saturday morning, you're listening to Better Lawns and Gardens, and this is Florida's Talk and Entertainment Network.
Hey, listen, are you a 50-year-old person looking for term life insurance? Then you need to talk to Bob. Bob specializes in helping people find $1 million or more of term life insurance for a couple of $100 a month. Look, you need to know there's a price war in the term life insurance business, and you may be paying too much. Call Bob, and he'll shop and see how much money he can save you. Look, this could be the last term life insurance policy you ever have. Your rates are guaranteed for the next 20 years. That's right, guaranteed level rates for the next 20 years. And if you're a smoker or your health is not perfect, Bob has great rates for you too. So for $1 million of term life insurance coverage for a couple of $100 a month, call Bob right now. 800-890-5049. 800-890-5049. 800-890-5049. That's 800-890-5049. Paid for by Term Direct.
Day David was in big trouble with the IRS.
At first, I didn't owe that much, but after this year, it was out of control.
Then David called Get a Tax Lawyer.
Right away, they were like, oh yeah, looks like you're qualified to save.
Get a Tax Lawyer went to work.
Should have called way sooner.
Get a Tax Lawyer has helped thousands like David fight the IRS and get a fresh start.
Call 800-786-9014. That's 800-786-9014. How would you like to get high-speed internet for your home for less than $2 a day? That's right, for about $50 a month, you'll get lightning-fast internet. Are you paying less than $50 a month right now for your internet? Then call Whole Home Connect right now for blazing fast internet at $50 a month with no price increases, no hidden fees, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees. It's a great deal. And guess what? You can try it for 15 days. If you don't like it, you get your money back. But you're going to love it, and you're going to love the price. Internet for your home for $50 a month. That's less than $2 a day. Plus, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees, and our 15-day guarantee. Call now. 800-897-5406. 800-897-5406. 800-897-5406. That's 800-897-5406.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing and always need to stick your fingers to test your blood sugar. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. Apply a discrete sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger sticks. If you are living with type 1 or type 2 diabetes, and you administer insulin 3 or more times per day, or use an insulin pump, you might be eligible for a CGM through your insurance benefits. U.S. Med partners with over 500 private insurance companies and Medicare. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill your insurance. Call us today for a free benefits check.
800-513-1652. 800-513-1652. 800-513-1652. That's 800-513-1652.
If you're a diabetic, we have great news. You can end the painful finger sticks with a new CGM. Plus, they may be covered by Medicare, Medicaid, or private insurance. If you test and inject daily, you may qualify. Call U.S. Med now to learn more.
800-513-1652. 800-513-1652. 800-513-1652. That's 800-513-1652.
It has been said that everyone has a book in them. But do you have the time or the ability to write your book? Maybe you picked up some skills or had a life experience that you want to pass on in the form of a book to help others. Maybe you want to leave an autobiography for your family. Or maybe you've built a successful business and you want to share your story. At Dorrance Publishing Company, we have professional writers who can help turn your book idea into a finished manuscript quickly and affordably. A Dorrance ghostwriter can provide as much or as little help as you need to complete your book. You'll work directly with your ghostwriter to finish your book faster than you ever could on your own. It's easy to become a published author. Call Dorrance now to learn more.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. Call right now. That number is 800-485-6003.
Welcome back to Better Lawns and Gardens. If you have a gardening question, this is a great time to get on the board and give us a call. You can try 1-888-455-2967, or you can text me at 23680, and I will be able to get right on that and answer your questions. Eileen sent in a great photograph, showed the entire plant. And what is it, Teresa, and how do I take care of it? And Eileen, that is a Hawaiian Thai, and it is a cordyline fruticosa, and it is a, it just looks a little damaged from the winter time, and then also it probably just needs a good fertilizing, but you can cut it back and it will sprout from wherever you cut it back from. So I would suggest that you dig it up and maybe put it in a pot so you can take a little bit better care of it, and it'll be just fine.
I think that's awesome. I also like finding random plants that are growing throughout my yard that the birds have dropped the seeds or, you know, other animals have dropped.
Yes.
And yeah, it's, and I'm looking at it going, what is that? Is it legal first? And then what is that? But
yeah, no, Mother Nature, you know, helps provide in animals, and, you know, even birds will just plant seeds everywhere and they start to come up. And this is the time of the year to catch them, because some can be a little aggressive, and even some of the natives, like cherry laurels, are starting to sprout up now. Camphors are starting to sprout up now. And catch them now while they're still little enough to dig up. Your palm trees that the birds spread and animals spread, you know, dig those up and, you know, get them before they get too large.
That's true.
And out of control.
And they'll get out of control fast, because we were looking at our China berry trees, which we thought we'd remove them all. But then my husband, for like the last year, has been like, I need to cut that China berry tree down. And then he was looking at it the other day. He's like, oh, my gosh, it's almost like an entire grove of China berry trees now.
Yeah, they can get out of control very easy. And so, and they just drop their seeds naturally. And just, you know, germinate and pop up. So, again, it's a good thing to go ahead and walk your yard on a regular basis, like once a week. Just walk through, kind of look at the underside of your shrub leaves. Look to see if there's any discoloring or any kind of fungus starting, which right now is not really possible unless you're overwatering or watering at night. Then we could see it because we've had such warm temperatures. But, you know, walk your yard and catch a problem before it becomes a major problem and you have to use, you know, very strong chemicals and, you know, lots of labor, or hire someone to, you know, get rid of it for you. So right now, with the warm temperatures that we're receiving, and we're looking at highs, and yesterday in Florida, we had record. We met all the records from the 1990s and 2000s. So the hot temperatures yesterday were record setting.
It was hot. It was. We were sitting in our little restaurant we like to go to, and I'm like, I am melting. And they're like, it hit us out of nowhere.
It's February, you know, and that's when you can get temperatures. And, you know, there is a possibility of still getting a freeze, you know, a cold front coming through that we could get a freeze. But right now, it doesn't look like it. But because we are having these warm temperatures, when you get temperatures that average, you know, over 75, 80 degrees, you know, for 5 days, then this is the time of the year to put down a pre-emergent herbicide. You don't want to use a weed and feed, but go ahead and put down a pre-emergent to catch those weeds before they start to grow, because we're going to start seeing weeds pop up and they're going to just be out of control for springtime. And then also to fertilizing. So what can you be doing right now? You can be fertilizing your lawn right now. If you're in South Florida, and go ahead and take care of that. You want to use a fertilizer that has 0% phosphorus, a 15-0-15, or a 16-0-8. You can use, and you make it sure that it's got some time release in it, you know, at least 50%. And that's going to carry you through to the summertime. And then in the summertime, we cannot, you know, most places, most counties have a fertilizer ban. But, you know, with the heat and the temperatures, with the rain that we're getting, there's really not a lot of reason to fertilize during the summer if you have a nice, healthy lawn. So go ahead and use a slow-release fertilizer right now that's going to take you through the springtime. Roses, if you have roses right now, and this is a good time to prune them back, you no longer have to do it back to the fifth leaf. You know, we used to cut, you know, count the rose stems and go down to the fifth stem and then cut them there. That's kind of a myth, and no need for doing that, but you do want to prune them back about by a third. And just to remove any damaged canes that you have, ones that have died, and improve the overall shape of the rose. You can do that now, and then go ahead and fertilize. Adding mulch right now, if you didn't do it last fall, adding mulch right now will go ahead and it will keep the weed seeds down. Also, too, it will keep the moisture in the ground when you irrigate and with rainfall. So having 3 to 4 inches of mulch is a good idea throughout your landscape. Don't let it get down to 1 inch to 2 inches, you know, or just seeing bare ground, because that's when the seeds can get into the ground and start to get the weeds. And then it gets, you know, the weeds grow very quickly. They love water and they love irrigation and fertilizer. And, you know, weeds are just plants too. They just, you just don't want them. Also, too, this is a good time to fertilize your shrubs and palms. If you have not pruned back your ornamental grasses, your, you know, shrubs that have gotten any winter damage, you can go ahead and do that now. Go ahead and just clip it back. Clip your grasses down to about 5 to 6 inches off the ground. Don't wait any longer, because what's going to happen is your new grass leaves are going to, foliage is going to sprout and flush out again. And then you've got the old, you know, winter damaged foliage in mixed in with your new, and it just, it kind of looks raggedy. And we don't want your yard to look raggedy.
No, we don't. That is my word. I love that.
I love raggedy too. I did Raggedy Ann and Andy. I loved Raggedy Ann and Andy.
So. I did too. I actually had the dolls. Like, they were actually as tall as me. I had family friend who actually could make sew the dolls. Yeah, I had matching outfit of Raggedy Ann.
Oh, that's so cute.
That's so lame. Anyway,
no, I could see you. No, that would be so cute. Avocados and mangoes. If you usually get a fungus on them in the summertime, this is the time of the year to go ahead and spray a copper fungicide. So, you know, go ahead, take care of your lawn now. You won't have to work so hard later. Stay tuned. We're going to be right back from the Summit Responsible Solutions Studios. I'm Teresa Watkins. You're listening to Better Lawns and Gardens, and this is Florida's Talk and Entertainment Network.
You watch the news. Be prepared to pay more taxes. Then if you owe back taxes or haven't filed in a few years, get ready. The IRS, the largest collection agency in the world, will be coming after you. With the power to collect taxes by any means they want to. Hey, they can freeze your bank account, your passport, even padlock your business. Oh, good times. Look, if the IRS claims you owe them $5,000 or more in back taxes and they're coming after you, don't panic. Call my friends at Get a Tax Lawyer first. Their job is to negotiate with the IRS and save you money. They're experts at it. That's all they do. And you can trust them. In some cases, they have reduced a $50,000 tax bill to less than $1,000. If you owe the IRS $5,000 or more in back taxes, call now for a free consultation.
Call 800-786-9014. 800-786-9014. 800-786-9014. That's 800-786-9014.
Could you use monthly payments to help meet basic needs, like putting food on the table, paying the rent, or buying new shoes for growing feet? Find out about supplemental security income. You may qualify if your income and financial resources are low and you are 65 or older, or an adult or child with a disability or who is blind. Call 1-800-772-1213 or go to ssa.gov/SSI. Produced by Social Security at U.S. taxpayer expense.
Stop your grinding with Brooks Nightgard.
Are you waking up in the morning with a sore jaw, headaches, ringing in your ears, all because you're grinding and clenching your teeth at night? That's exactly what was going on with me. I ended up going to a dentist, and he wants to charge over $600 for a night guard. That's when I found the Brooks Night Guard. You mold it at home to the top or bottom teeth. Other mouth guards go all the way to the back, which allows the back teeth to touch. This is where most of the grinding and clenching occurs. The Brooks Night Guard redirects the bite force away from the back teeth, reducing jaw pain while still protecting the teeth. This unique design is what makes Brooks Night Guard different from all other traditional grind guards. Order your Brooks Night Guard today and get 10% off plus free shipping. Go to BrooksNightGuard.com and enter the code Brooks95. That's BRUX95.
Stop your grinding with Brooks Night Guard.
If your king or queen sago palms have been invaded by Asian cycad scale, it's time to fight back with organic Summit year-round spray oil. It kills Asian cycad, scale, and other insect pests. But Summit year-round spray oil contains no chemical toxins. Insects don't build up a resistance to this horticultural oil, so it keeps working every time you spray. Summit year-round spray oil is available at fine garden centers and at summitresponsiblesolutions.com.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-398-0651. 800-398-0651. 800-398-0651. That's 800-398-0651.
Welcome back to Better Lawns and Gardens. I'm Teresa Watkins. If you love traveling and love to find inspiration for your garden, I would love for you to come with me on our tour to Buffalo. Buffalo in Bloom, it is the largest garden walk in the United States, and we are doing a private tour before the 70,000 people come in the weekend. So if you'd like to come with me and find out about it, we're also visiting Niagara Falls in Ontario, Canada. It is going to be a magnificent trip, so full of inspiration, it will blow your mind. I will tell you, it actually changed my landscape design philosophy on seeing what you can do in the yards. And when we go up there, you're going to see Florida plants. And it is incredible the amount of tropicals that they use in their gardens. And it is a wonderful, wonderful experience. Let's see, 400 private homes open up their landscapes for you to walk through. And we also, like I said, get to visit the Canadian side of Niagara Falls, which is always beautiful. So if you'd like to come join me, you can go to my website, she-consulting.com, and just click on more, and you will see the backyard garden tours, and you can find out more about it and make reservations, because we are filling up very rapidly. Don't have a lot of space left, but we do want to take a few more. So join me this July, the last weekend in July, and you can go onto my website, she-consulting.com. And so if you have a text message, you can text us at 23680 and let me know what you're dealing with in your landscape. You know, ants, I was just asked about having ants in the yard. And ants are to get rid of them, you have to kill the queen. And so what you need to do is, the best way to get rid of them is to use bait products that the ants will harvest and take down to the queen and kill her. And so that once she is gone, then the rest of the colony disappears. It dies off. Well, if you go and you spray something, or you put hot water down, what happens is that the ants start to panic, and they go down and they move the queen. And sometimes there's 2 to 3 queens in a colony. And then after a couple of weeks, you find you have 3 ant hills, not just one. And so the ants start, they just move everyone and they panic and say, okay, everyone scatter. And they start to, start other colonies and other ant mounds. So go ahead, use the bait, follow the instructions. That's always the law. And then you will start to see the activity go down, and within a few weeks, they will be gone. So when we have, lots of rainfall and or you irrigate a lot, the ants will come to the surface and start to, they can't survive in the water or in the ground if it's saturated. And so right now, during the dry season, go ahead and take care of them, and then you won't be bothered with them anymore. So that's, you know, my recommendations on ants.
Ugh, ants. I can't stand ants. We do not have a good relationship with ants at all.
Well, I'm always fascinated by them because, you know, they just bump noses and or bump butts. And, you know, as long as that bumping continues, they know everything is, you know, very, you know, it's going smoothly. And once they, you know, get to a point where they either get into contact with, you know, pesticides and they start to back up, they just change their whole pattern. So the communication is just fascinating among ants.
Oh, and I love watching them on National Geographic. But in real life, they're not as nice as they are on National Geographic.
I can appreciate that, especially the little sugar ants. I have to tell you my story. Well, I've told my story about the ants and my sister in North Carolina. And we went up there for Thanksgiving to fix her Thanksgiving dinner. And I noticed she had ants in her kitchen, and I thought, oh, isn't that sweet? Sarah's got ants. I know how to take care of that. So I was going to take care of it for her. So I cleaned up, you know, they were on the teddy bear honey jar.
Okay.
In the kitchen. Okay. So they were just doing the straight line right up the teddy bear honey jar and then coming back down again. And so I said, oh, I can take care of that, you know, when the store's open tomorrow, blah, blah, blah. So I cleaned up all the counter. And as I cleaned it off, she came around the corner and she screamed. She was shocked. And she said, Teresa, what did you do? And I said, oh, Sarah, don't worry. We got ants. I can take care of that. And she was really frustrated because she had them trained. That was the only place in the house that they went to. And I was flabbergasted. So Tony's eyes grew real big. He was in the living room listening, and his eyes grew real big. And she goes, that's the only place that they go to in the house.
So did Tony pull out his phone and book you guys at the Hilton?
No. But that was her level of comfort, and that's what we should all do, have that level of comfort. When we do have insects, a little bit of insects isn't bad, and, you know, just take care of it. But that was just the funniest thing.
I love that.
Yeah.
That's good stuff. They're trained.
They're trained. Mm. They're going to that one spot, and as long as they went to that one spot, it was good. So I love that. You never have to miss an episode of Better Lawns and Gardens. So if you do, you can go to our podcast, which you can find on iHeartRadio and then also to iTunes, Amazon, Audio Boom. And I always post it on our Facebook page, Lizzie.
Yes, you do. She's really good about keeping up with social media. I, on the other hand, not good at the social media there on that side. But if you go to our website, WFLAOrlando.com. Not only can you download the free iHeartRadio app and search our podcast, but you can also enter to win. We're giving away all kinds of cool tickets to upcoming events.
That's it. And so you can go back 2 years on the podcast and listen to all of the shows. And, you know, even if you miss it or you're out gardening, you can turn it on. And you don't have to get up so early in the morning and, you know, be with us. So right now, what can you be planting? You can go ahead and you're starting to see all the pansies and the delphiniums and all of the winter annuals right now. But with these warm temperatures are going to start to decline. This is the time to go ahead and be planting your peppers, your tomatoes, and all of your spring vegetables, your zucchini, your eggplants. And then, you know, cut back on the winter annuals. It's a little late to be doing that now, and, you know, they'll last longer if you do the spring, which is your marigolds, your zinnias, and also your coreopsis, and also, too, your petunias will grow right through March, April, and then we can start getting into our summer annuals. But you want to buy perennials that grow most of the year round. Find out how long a plant lasts. I, you know, sometimes when I go into the box stores and into the garden centers, I will see, you know, people buying the winter annuals in March, and they're only going to last a few weeks, if that, and, you know, especially with warm temperatures like we're having right now. And so you want to make sure that you're buying something that's going to last a little bit of time, especially when you're working with annuals. This is a time to be buying the warmer season annuals or putting in the seeds for warmer season annuals that are going to take you through the summertime. With these warm temperatures, especially if you're in South Florida, you know, buying the summertime annuals is appropriate right now. planting seeds for that. It's what you want to do. So I want to give that citrus website again that Dr. Rogers was told us about. I'm so glad we have citrus and able to buy it. We now know that lemons and limes do last with the citrus greening. They're going to they don't succumb to it, and that's wonderful news. So you want to do the mandarin, the tangerine, sugar bell, and then also the sweet oranges for juicing, which would be the OLL4 and the OLL8, lemons and limes. And if you go to the website, Home Citrus, one word, homecitrus.ifas, I-F as in Frank, A-S as in Sam, .ufl.edu, or just Google UF Homeowner Citrus Program, and it will pop right up. This is great news, and we certainly do appreciate it. You can follow Better Lawns and Gardens with Teresa Watkins on Facebook, and please give our gardening show 5 stars. We love that. We would appreciate it so much. I'd like to thank Dr. Michael Rogers at the Citrus Research and Education Center in Lake Alfred for the great efforts to keep citrus growing in Florida. That is so happy. I'm so pleased with it. Also, too, you can find me on Facebook, Teresa Watkins FL, and follow me on Facebook, Instagram, and Pinterest. And that would be great. In the next hour, we have a great, great interview with the executive director of the National Garden Bureau, Diane Blazek. She is going to be telling us about new plants that are coming on the market that you're going to want to have. So I want to make sure that we get all that information. She is great. She has a wonderful newsletter with the NGB, NationalGardenBureau.org. And so we're going to be talking to her from the Summit Responsible Solutions studio and SummitResponsibleSolutions.com. I'm Teresa Watkins. If it's Saturday morning, you're listening to Better Lawns and Gardens, and this is Florida's Talk and Entertainment Network.
By now, you know exactly what a medical alert device is. So let's talk about what we offer. One of the best prices for medical alert devices in the country. If you're on a fixed income, call our special medical alert hotline right now. You'll qualify for free equipment and our best price starting at $1 a day. That's it. You could have your loved one or yourself protected by the largest medical emergency response network in the country. If you need a medical alert system for your mom, your dad, you, or another loved one, call right now and start 24/7 protection for about $1 a day. With no setup fees, equipment charges, or long-term contracts. You've seen the rest. Now call Stay Safe now for our best price. 800-876-5235. 800-876-5235. 800-876-5235. That's 800-876-5235.